Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges. You are at the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We ask you to share and share alike. We got to wake up a lot of people, and we got to call out some people too. Yesterday, we called out the Foo Fighters, or as I call them, the Fool Fighters, for their blatant support of Kamala Harris after suing Donald Trump for the use of their song Hero. Yeah, you think they'd want all the help they can get. But nonetheless, we called them out because when you support Kamala Harris and Democrats, if you're watching this, you better take note. On your ledger now, you support child sex trafficking. You support open borders that have killed 300,000 Americans with fentanyl poisoning. You support 352,000 missing migrant children. Those are government figures, not mine. And you support the deculturization of America, the criminalization of America. We've even caught them lying, this administration lying in their crime statistics. This is what the Fool Fighters stand for when they said, we're going to take that money from the lawsuit against Trump and we're going to put it into Kamala Harris. Shame on you and shame on all of you who support these evil people. And this is not about a pro Donald Trump. I'm just letting you know, when you say I'm a Democrat and I'm voting for Kamala, this is what you represent. And she's a traitor. And we're not going to go down that route here because that's not what this piece is about, but it's related. It's related. Really high on my list to expose and get people to look at what's going on is the GOP traitors in this country. Oh, they permeate Congress. Permeate. They're real good at their hearings. I'm yelling at you, Secret Service Director. Man, it's too bad they missed Trump, isn't it? Yeah, that's how I perceive a lot of you. I don't just perceive the $20 million you get from China. And this is the topic of what we're going to talk about here. I'm going to ask you a question. Is your GOP party in your state, is it as bad and as corrupt as they are in Colorado and Arizona? Just two examples, but it's endemic across the country. How do you know, Dave? Just look at Congress. Just look at Congress. I could throw in Alaska. I could throw in Susan Collins, Murkowski. I mean, really, really. The enemy is not inside the gate. The enemy is controlling the gate. The only buffers we have right now are people like RFK Jr., J.D. Vance, Donald Trump. And the only reason that the Republicans aren't in rebellion against him, you know what the only reason is because the people find them too popular. They're too afraid to take this on. And they're a bunch of chicken bleepers. They seriously are. The GOP, I can't stand them. Can't stand the party. Can't stand the party leadership. Can't stand them, period. And they're really, really bad at the state level. They're treasonous. They're traitors. They're felons. And they're felons on the same level as the Democrats. We're going to get into it right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. And we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Boy, we really, really, really. Well, I want to show you here. Let me walk you through this real quick here, ladies and gentlemen. We're brought to you by iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges with the Meta Dycol Mega. Okay, Magic Dycol products here as I turn my voice back on. The Nanosoma liquid is something that I swear by, and on my tombstone I may have engraved, he lived this long because of this. And you know my story if you've been following us. And here you can go to the page and see the ingredients. It's five sprays once a day. But if you've got something seriously wrong, I mean, you can go every hour on the hour. And I did when I was in crisis. And you cannot OD on this because it's completely natural. I'm going to show you this. This is before and after picture here. And you can see there on the left, that was a reaction someone had after they took the jab. And then on the right, after they start taking the product. Just one example. They're turning me into a testimonial. You will see that across all their advertising soon. And the thing is, I think this is a more dramatic story because, we looked at a study that was really well done by top professionals. And I know research, and I've taught research to graduate students working on their dissertations. And I went through, I said, this study is pretty good. And the P factor, the P equals less than 0.05 level of significance, it was really good. But Lancet wouldn't publish it. But other scientists look at this as, what's wrong with you people? You afraid of the truth? So finally, they actually put it on their website, but wouldn't publish it in their hard journals because they've gone woke in Lancet. And what they showed there was 74.6% of the deaths on random autopsy screening in this study. That's an easy study to do. It's really easy to design. It's really easy to track. Random selection done by, random generator with a computer. Oh, pick this guy, pick that guy, pick this lady. Pick, okay. And that's how it's done. It's all randomized. 74.6% of the autopsies were related to fatal injection effects from the COVID vaccine. Plain and simple. And that's why I wanted to show you this. Some people say, well, that's controversial. And honestly, I don't give a crap. And I'm being very serious. I don't give a crap. It's time that the truth be told. Robert F. Kennedy said it really well here. And in a related comment, he said, the food industry plus big pharma are creating chronic illness at epidemic levels in our country. And he's assigning intentionality to this. I totally agree. I totally agree. And this is a product here that will actually put the odds back on your side. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I recommend the three pack because all three of their great products do great things. And you'll see that when you go there. But I'll tell you, the NanoSoma spray, I swear by this. The GOP. Let me start in Arizona, and I'll make that a little more intense because it's what I know. Then I'll go to Colorado. And then I'm going to ask you to examine your state because I'm sure this has been exposed by interest groups, people like me. I know Arizona really well. The cartel controls about a third of our legislature. They do. And that's according to a great documented report by John Thaler called Report to the Governor. And he's documented all this. It's cartel, the Sinaloa money laundering from real estate. They create fake lawyers, just like Mike Ross on the Netflix now displaying show, Suits. Oh, yeah, that happens here. That happens here. Happens in Colorado too. And then they're groomed quickly to go into judgeships, and they get to decide cartel cases. They get to decide voter fraud cases. Yeah, they basically have it locked up. And then they either bribe judges or blackmail judges into doing their bidding if they're not part of their direct chain. And this happens all the time. Now, also in my state, this is how dirty the GOP is. Soon to be, thank goodness, former county clerk and recorder of Maricopa County, the most corrupt county in the United States, Stephen Reicher, Bill Gates, the then head of the Board of Supervisors, who didn't run for re-election because he knew he didn't have a chance. His colleague Jack Sellers, another sellout GOP, he ran and lost by 30 points. I mean, the voters have caught on to these criminals. And for some reason, there wasn't cheating in the primary. It's, and I know why, because they're going to steal the general by having probably 10 to 20 million illegal aliens vote, plus the machines, plus the ballot stuffing. And we'll end up with someone like Kamala Harris, who thinks it's fine to have child sex trafficking, thinks it's fine to have high criminal activity. There are these, there's a video that's out there now of campaign signs for Kamala in think it's Gilbert, Arizona, and you go down and it says drug dealers for Kamala, child sex traffickers for Kamala. It's hilarious, but it's true. It's true. Our party here, the GOP party, tried to bribe Carrie Lake. We're going to expose this group a little bit more than they've been exposed. From a group called the Council. They're deep staters. And they went to the head of the Arizona GOP, and it's on tape. He tried to bribe Carrie Lake with an undisclosed amount, but it was going to be over $1 million to not run against wild-eyed, radical, open-border, liberal Ruben Gallegos. And so you had GOP trying to bribe GOP not to run against a wild-eyed Democrat. And that's because if she wins, the control of the Senate may very well go to the GOP. Yeah. And this is pretty scary when that happens. Well, you got the same thing in Colorado. You had the same forces in Colorado, only the takeover in Colorado by the Democrats has been complete, and they've turned the GOP into Colorado into a bunch of spineless sissies, with a few exceptions. A few. One of those exceptions is Tina Peters. We've interviewed her the day before her trial started. She's been found guilty. The 69-year-old patriot that said, "I wasn't looking for voter fraud, but I saw these anomalies and I had to investigate." And now they're going to throw her in prison for the rest of her life, led by Jenna Griswold, total election thief, total criminal. Total Bolshevik communist. She fits all those definitions. And this is what the people there that live there, listen, I have deep ties into Colorado. I was raised there. I still spend a lot of time there. And I got to tell you, the people at the GOP level, at the grassroots, like you and me, they have had it with their GOP party. I got a communication today. Yeah, let me show you. In fact, I need to enlarge this because it copied small from my email. But this is a copy of a email announcement I received from the Republican Party in Colorado. There we go. Message from the Colorado Party. Former Senator, State Senator Ted Harvey. Colorado Republican Party has exciting news. Former State Senator Ted Harvey was appointed as the chairman of the Colorado Republican Independent Expenditure Committee last week. Here's Ted's background. I could care less about his background because I know what these people stand for. Nothing. He's had a marriage of 29 years. That's all well and good. But the bottom line is here, look at what they say here. And this is such a joke. Whoops, let me go back up here. Chairman Harvey will do great work on behalf of Colorado Republicans while helping to ensure radical Democrats are defeated so we can restore balance back to our state. This is what chicken bleepers these people are. Okay. He had Tina Peters, that, like I said, did not want to find voter fraud. She ran for office because she said, "I got tired of standing in DMV lines for 3.5 hours." And she said, as a business owner, I knew I could do better. And she did. She did. And she didn't think anything about what was coming with this stolen election in 2020. But she saw all these problems. She goes, "I got to check this out." And Jenna Griswold said, "You touch that, I'm coming after you." Imagine a Secretary of State not wanting to know whether Tina's suspicions and findings were correct. She just said, "Just shut up and go along, get along, shut your mouth. You do anything, I'm coming after you." What did these people do? the head of the Colorado Party, this Dave Williams clown, and the rest of the chicken bleeper GOP, they did nothing to help her. Nothing. They totally abandoned her. So you tell us we're going to go after radical Democrats. You're part of them. You're rhinos. You're nothing but a bunch of rhinos. And this is how it is across the country. Hey, drop comments. Send me emails. Let me know how bad your state is. Let's call them out because listen, I would just assume that Colorado elected all Democrats. It wouldn't be any different. But at least it would send these chicken bleepers packing who don't fight the battle, with a few exceptions. With a few exceptions. But when you really do speak out, like in Arizona, and your name is Liz Harris, and oh, you say, oh, Liz, oh, yeah, you've interviewed her a few times. Yes, I have. Liz Harris, state representative, had a guest come in. Oh, it was John Thaler's protege. And she presented for 40 minutes documented evidence from a book John Thaler wrote from being a RICO investigator with 20,000 affidavits, 5,000 references in this book. And she presented evidence, people, not conjecture, evidence of Sinaloa bribery of public officials, judges, government representatives, elected officials, anyone that matters. Yeah, that's right. And you know what they did with Liz? They kicked her out. And Liz told the story on our show. She's going with a ride with someone from the legislature. And she was told, Liz, if you don't shut up, your body's going to be found in that field over there. And this is when the crap with Tina Peters started too. This is what they do with people. They threaten Liz's life. They're going to put Tina Peters in prison for the rest of her life on bogus charges. You know, one of the felonies they convicted her on is not even a law. Failure to follow the directions of Jenna Griswold. Excuse me. When you're a county clerk and recorder, your county is your responsibility and you are given purview to do what you need to do to ensure accurate, free, fair elections for the people. She didn't have to follow orders. And you know what this practice says? If we can just get one of our stinking Bolshevik communist Democrats in there, okay, we can run all the election centers, and anyone who gets out of line, we'll just throw them in prison. In Arizona, they'll threaten to kill them. What's it like in your state? The GOP sucks. What's driving the GOP right now is you and me. And in a few good people like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and they're becoming a magnet for people of morality who don't want to cut kids' genitals off, of morality that actually cares about the 352,000 missing migrant children that are either trafficked or they've had their organs taken out and they're dead. That's a moral base that's coming together in the GOP. It's a grassroots movement. But the chances are your GOP party in your state, yeah, they're either made up of chicken bleepers or people on the take or people that are being blackmailed. And there's no in between. And it's time that we faced what we are. We have been conquered by a group called, well, with another man, and I'll talk about him later today, called the Council. And I started with yesterday. I gave you part one of who runs Kamala's campaign. Well, that's the council. I didn't start with that, though. I started with the baseline, which is Pat Wood and his book he co-authored with the late Anthony Sutton called Trilaterals Over Washington, which really shaped my view and actually was God landing the book in my lap, given to me by one of my students from a father who was a high-ranking Air Force officer at NORAD. And he said, because I had said something, and I didn't really politicize with my students. I just made a kind of an off-the-cuff remark, and he sent this book to me. And I said, whoa, and I was reading about the book, told you who really runs America and how they get around the Constitution. And I'm looking at this, I go, this is all true. And Pat documented 9 times Sunday on there. I said, it's really the beginning of the end for our country. That was the baseline of the takeover. And then they had the fake, we covered this, I covered this back in 2017, 2016, the fake Republicans, George Soros, Bernie Sanders people going out and recruiting people that were really liberal in view, but they teach them how to act like Republicans to get elected and then turn around and screw their constituency. And then they started locking up the voting machines and the ballots and so forth, the fake ballots, as covered in 2000 Mules. Yeah, listen, folks, it doesn't take a lot to figure this out. I had to work a lot harder in my career in academics and doing research than I do here. This stuff is not hard to find. These people are not that clever. And in fact, I don't even think they care if you figure out what they're doing, because their attitude is, okay, so what are you going to do about it? You make too much noise, we'll either throw you in prison or we'll kill you. This is the country you now live in. I want to back up one more example about the GOP. I'm going to back up. In 2016, when Donald Trump came down the escalator, he didn't just upset the Democrats, he upset mostly the GOP. I got into a running battle with one of the top GOP officials in an email exchanges when I was telling this guy, I said, if you don't honor the election, because he had previously said, well, look at, you have to understand the people don't choose, we do. And we don't care what the election results say. And I went ballistic. And I wasn't the only one. In fact, his wife actually wrote an email to me, which I happily published. Please leave him alone. He's just trying to do a good job. You know, he's trying to steal an election in the primary, the same way that Hillary's people stole the election from Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. Oh, I'm not a Bernie Sanders fan. I think the man's despicable. I mean, the man spent his honeymoon in Red Square, and that's a fact. Just like Walt spent his honeymoon in China. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know right there about both parties? So where does this leave us? Where does this leave us? You're going to have to vote your conscience. I will say this. We're kind of in the position where at the state level, Colorado's a lost cause. It's been taken over by Pat Stryker, the Koch brothers, George Soros operatives, which they probably are. Those people I just mentioned are all Obama friends. Pat Stryker went to his inaugural ball. She was the one that headed Solyndra. I think this was her gift. And it was you're supposed to produce artificial energy, and she lost $800 million for the taxpayers. That's public record. That's not a slam on her. That's just public record. Now, businesses go out of business all the time, but she was and has been an Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 advocate against the will of the people. But she's not alone. This is part of what they all do. And then some of the Democrats I know have left the state because it's so corrupt. Yeah. And Arizona ain't no different. Ain't no different, people. Carrie Lake will not win the Senate race because things are so corrupt in her own party against her. She's a generational candidate. If you were here and saw her locally, you'd know what I mean. But the media bashes her at every turn. They lie about her. They punctured the tires on her daughter's car. I could go on and on and on about how bad it is. And honestly, I don't have a great solution. I pride myself on giving you ideas to follow. The one thing I would say is that Donald Trump, or whoever is running, because if they take him out, Donald Trump or some GOP, J.D. Vance, maybe a Vance Kennedy ticket, they need to win. The president can negate all this stuff. Of course, they can always go the impeachment route, right? And then if they bring in the Speaker of the House and the order of secession, Mike Johnson's one of them. He goes down patriotic trails, but then he shows his true colors when he lets Biden have a blank check for Ukraine. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. It's a mess. And the only thing holding this country as together as it is right now. And the only thing that may actually help us in this election are people like you and me at the grassroots level. It's not these people like Dave Williams. It's not the Republican Party in Arizona. It's not the Republican Party in Alaska that lets Linda Murkowski get away with stealing every election. Total classic rhino. Hawaii is just as bad as this, as I've learned about from Lahaina's situation. The government of Hawaii conspired against the people of Lahaina, all Democrats. And you know, again, I'm going to say this and I'll close on this note. To you people who are Democrats or rhinos, and therefore your support by default or by intention is behind Kamala Harris, you are supporting those things. Child sex trafficking, organ harvesting of children, all the missing migrant kids. Don't say you care about these people. You're using these people for political ends. You don't care how many die, how many kids get missing. You got AOC crying at the cages that Obama created, and the Border Patrol just kept using them, and then they blame Trump for what Obama did, and she's crying in front of the cages. Yeah, well, she wants to put you in a cage, people. If you don't fall into line and bend the knee, and I've shown you the quote from Harris where she said in 2018, we're going to take over. Those who supported Donald Trump were coming for you. And in the message sent by Joe Biden September 1st, 2022, almost 2 years ago, he said, MAGA, you're domestic terrorists. It's all the same thing, people. They're coming for us. And you Democrats, people who support this nonsense, do you really realize what you're supporting? I don't like Trump. He calls people names. And do you like bread on the table? Do you like gas in your tank? Do you not like having a hammer and sickle along with a gay pride flag that's coming to Washington, D.C. on a permanent basis? See, they honor every lifestyle. I don't give a crap what someone's persuasion is. I could care less. That's between them and their God, if they have a God. But the bottom line is, it's being forced down our throat. And every single lifestyle that's promoted by these people is anti-family, anti-procreation, anti-Christian. Christians for Kamala. What a contradiction in terms. Why don't you just say Christians for baby killing, but we know we're going to hell for the short-term gain. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.